Songs in the Night from May 12th. So great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. Not only was there no eternal life in our race, and no hope for attaining any except through Jesus, but all of the promises of the past would have been powerless without His work of atonement, and not until He came was it known how our redemption was to be accomplished. True, the Lord had provided various types and shadows in the numerous sacrifices of the past, which illustrated the fact that without the shedding of blood there can be no remission of sin, but they could not be understood until the antitype had come. Then He brought life to light and immortality to light, life for the world, eternal life to be conferred during the millennial age, immortality for His church, His bride, His little flock, His joint heirs. These were never brought to light before. They were faintly seen and vaguely described, but it remained for the great teacher to set forth before us the salvation which God had proffered through Him. Thank God that our hearts have made our lips more and more tell forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Through faith in Him, we were already reckoned risen to walk in newness of life, and through Him, by and by, the Father will raise us up by His own power, that we shall be like Him and share His glory, honor, and immortality. Zion's Watchtower, 1906, page 186, hymn 255. The text again, so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3.